I'm about to drop some receipts on Stephen Miller and prove that he is the largest hypocrite in the world while also being the smallest man in the world. Listen, there are three certainties in life: death, taxes, and the certainty that Stephen Miller will be melting down, frothing at the mouth on some sort of news channel after a major event happens. I'm surprised it took him 12 days after we struck Iran to be out on the news channels just spitting and screaming, but here we are. He is directly contradicting statements that he made roughly 16 months ago during the 2024 election cycle. He repeatedly made statements such as, Liz Cheney will be Kamala's defense secretary. She will draft your children to fight in the Middle East, Russia, and Asia. All Americans, including Muslim communities across Michigan, must vote for Trump to stop World War III. That aged poorly for multiple reasons. Right now, we're seeing more Islamophobia coming from the right wing than we've seen probably since 2001, September 11th. They are currently on Twitter melting down over Ramadan, over Zohran Mamdani calling for the deportation. Representative Randy Fine compared them to dogs. Andy Ogle said that they shouldn't be in this country, so Muslims shouldn't have voted for Trump. Young people shouldn't have voted for Trump. He's mortgaging off our future with endless wars. And Stephen Miller is the one that is a huge hypocrite because he's now on Fox News, quite literally frothing at the mouth while they play videos of explosions happening in the Persian Gulf. This video is sourced as from the IRGC. So Fox News is playing war videos from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps while Stephen Miller is screaming. And Jesse Waters is just stunned at how at what he's seeing with a really bad tan. Okay, let's jump into this. If you appreciate the news that we drop on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you drop a like below. We are closing in on 2 million subscribers, which is a huge feat for a Gen Z-built independent media channel. We have no backing, no funders, just you all and just me. So thank you all. And let's start off with Stephen Miller's opening speech. He sounds like a villain from a movie talking about asymmetric annihilation of the enemy. Those are his words, asymmetric annihilation.
Well, I think it's important for your viewers, Jesse, and the American people to know that there's never in history been a more total asymmetric one-sided annihilation of the enemy than you are witnessing that is unfolding right now in Iran. Iran has long been feared by all the nations of the Middle East. It's long been believed to be one of the great military powers of the region, and yet the United States, under President Trump's leadership, has annihilated their navy, has annihilated their missile capabilities, has dealt devastating strikes to the IRGC and their command structure, has taken out, in collaboration and coordination with Israel, their nation's sinister leadership and command structure. It has been a complete wipeout of their capacity to unleash violence on the world. And we are in the process right now of degrading their entire military industrial base so that they cannot resume creating and building these weapons that not only could reach Europe, that not only could reach our military bases, but that someday could reach the mainland United States.
Okay, there is a lot to break down here, and there's a lot more to play from Stephen Miller, but there's so much wrong with what he's already said. He claims that the Iranian regime has essentially been knocked down, that this was annihilation. They said the same thing 8 months ago. They said it was totally obliterated and annihilated. Now, we know that not only is the regime still standing, but the regime is very strong. The reality is, the Iranian regime is not just one person. There are 1 million people in the IRGC, which is their military, and they are all very radicalized. They are all very ideological. They will die till the very last person for the regime. They will kill citizens. They do not care. They killed citizens by the tens of thousands. They still stand. The regime is still standing. So Stephen Miller, in one breath, overplays, overhypes the threat of Iran, acting like they're a superpower in the Middle East, and then downplays how much they still stand and lies to the American people. Stephen Miller then says Iran posed a threat to the United States, but that was contradicted earlier by none other than Caroline Levitt. Caroline Levitt made a post where she was talking about an ABC News report about FBI reporting, and she said, "The post from ABC News should be removed for providing false information. They wrote this based on one email sent to a local law enforcement in California about an unverified tip about an Iranian attack." She then says, "To be clear, no such threat from Iran to our homeland exists, and it never did. I urge you to look at this highlighted line. To be clear, no such threat from Iran to our homeland exists, and it never did, essentially saying that Iran does not pose any sort of imminent threat to our homeland, directly contradicting Trump officials like Stephen Miller.
So this has been, by every definition, an unprecedented military success against a regime that since 1979 has exported nothing but bloodshed and violence and claimed countless American lives.
My question to Stephen Miller is, by what indicator has this been a success? The money that we've spent? No. The return that we've gotten? No. What return have we gotten at all? Dead troops, dead service members, 8 of them, hundreds of injured, hundreds of children killed, thousands of Iranians killed. There's been no return or no success whatsoever. Before I play this next clip of Stephen Miller frothing at the mouth on Fox News while war footage plays next to him, while explosions play next to him, I mean, for real, this feels like I'm just being transported back to 2005 when we were launching our original Forever Wars in the Middle East that added $8 trillion to our debt. Our debt is now $1 trillion per year just in interest payments, just to service it, because of these Middle Eastern wars, because Fox News created the infrastructure and allowed these wars to take place. Now that's what they're doing again. They're having Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff. I want you to look at the, let me see. It's Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff, if you look at the chyron at the bottom. But Stephen Miller is also Donald Trump's homeland security advisor. This dude is on Fox News while explosions break out. And let me head back to his old posts, because there were more of them than I thought. I just did the research. I brought the receipts before I made this video. He said on July 2nd of 2024, "The ruling Democrat Party machine has brought us to the brink of World War III and the greatest national security vulnerability in the history of the presidency. President Biden is incompetent by means of senility. Vice President Harris is incompetent by means of imbecility, disaster." Just imagine this. We are now closer to World War III than ever. Oil prices are spiking. Gas prices are spiking. Tariffs have isolated us from any serious allies. And Trump is the one who is senile. And he's saying that the Democratic Party machine brought us to World War III. He then said a few days before the election on November 1st, "To anyone still gullible enough to fall for the scummy media hoaxes, Trump said warmongering neocons love sending your kids to die for wars they would never fight themselves. Liz Cheney is Kamala's top advisor. Liz wants to invade the whole Middle East. Kamala equals World War III. Trump equals peace." This is aged so poorly. Listen, I thought the Kamala town hall with Liz Cheney was a little bit cringe as well, but Liz Cheney was not going to be in Kamala's cabinet. There were no reports that she was Kamala's top advisor. This is Stephen Miller just spewing BS out of his mouth. He then posted this deranged long list of like a bunch of random things. Guess what's at the top of this list? Kamala will, 1, draft your kids for the next Cheney war. Now, look at Stephen Miller. Okay, let's contrast this with Stephen Miller right now on Fox News.
So when he sees the Strait close and oil prices go to 100, what does the president feel about that? Like, what is his posture there?
Well, it underscores above all else, Jesse, how this was the last chance that the United States had to take action against a regime that was planning and plotting to kill Americans and that had the ability to strangle, if it wished, global commerce in the future, backed by long-range missiles, backed by nuclear weapons. So just again, as a thought experiment, imagine if this regime that right now, weaker than ever before, imagine if that regime instead had nuclear weapons, instead had long-range missiles that could reach an American city, instead was rich with cash. Remember, Obama put them on a path to enrich them with tens of billions of dollars and have a nuclear weapon right now. A rich regime that controls commerce through the Strait of Hormuz and has nuclear weapons, has long-range weapons. Think about what a terror that would be.
Okay, a few things. First of all, he's basically saying, imagine if there were a nuclear holocaust. That makes life not feel so bad right now, huh? He's imagining the worst case scenario. Secondly, if you want to imagine an enriched regime, you don't even have to. We have just enriched Russia over the past few weeks because Donald Trump lifted oil sanctions on Russia after the Strait of Hormuz closed. This happened just a few days ago. And Russia is now bringing in an extra $150 billion a day, which they then use to give Iran intel to kill United States service members. So we are helping the enemy. And Stephen Miller won't tell the Fox News host that while there's big explosions going on the side. Now, Jesse Waters asked about oil prices going to 100, and Stephen Miller's answer, in a broad sense, without even breaking down the minutia of what he said, his broad answer is, hey, this was the last chance to take care of this. Americans can suffer the pain because F it. I want to return one more time to his posts from a while back. He said on October 21st, Kamala to Michigan, vote for me and we'll draft your kids and send them to war in the Middle East. Stephen Miller on November 4th, if young men don't want to be drafted to fight in Kamala's and Cheney's third world war, they better get out and vote for Trump. It is just, it is funny. It is sickening. Before we move on to the next clip, I just want to say, don't believe Stephen Miller's lies about the Iran nuclear deal. It was negotiated by Obama very carefully for years. It was called the JCPOA, and you can look it up. You can do research about it. It limited Iran's nuclear enrichment. We had direct oversight over it, and we could constantly monitor and minimize what they had. Trump's replacement for it, guess what it was? Nothing. Obama negotiated it in about 2016. Trump takes office in 2017, immediately slashes the Iran nuclear deal with no backup plan. He tried to do the same thing with the Affordable Care Act with no backup plan, but thankfully John McCain was able to thumbs down and the Affordable Care Act stayed. And then John McCain died not long after and Trump disrespected him, but that's a separate story. Donald Trump removed the JCPOA with no backup plan, which meant that Iran was able to continue enriching, and that's what led us to today. Stephen Miller is saying basically exactly what they said 8 months ago, that the entire thing is obliterated. Let's watch this final clip of Stephen Miller now even taking it a step further. So after he gives the rationale as ICBM is being able to hit the United States, which we've had no intelligence of, and nuclear capabilities, he then says, actually, this is regime change. The Iranian people should go up and change their regime.
The days to come.
Well,
you asked earlier as well about the future of the regime, because I didn't want to leave that question hanging. The president's been clear on this point too, Jesse. The people of Iran have an opportunity if they choose.
Trump has not been clear on this point, by the way. Trump has not been clear on anything.
Too, Jesse. The people of Iran have an opportunity if they choose to take it, their last best chance to claim control of the future. But whatever choice they make, President Trump has been abundantly straightforward in saying the United States will pursue and achieve its military objective.
All right. Makes sense to me, Mr. Miller. Thank you, as always.
Lord have mercy. Jesse Waters probably isn't buying what Stephen Miller is putting down. Seems like he's quite skeptical, even though he looks a lot tanner. Jesus Christ. Here's the actual reality of what Stephen Miller is saying. It's failed. They have failed at this point. They had a small window for regime change, which Stephen Miller claims to be against. But now the Ayatollah's son, who is much more vengeful and has a much more radical cabinet around him, is in power and is consolidating right now. Also, I'm sure the Iranians who have had their internet cut off by the regime that represses and oppresses them isn't watching Fox News and listening to Stephen Miller right now. They're probably fighting for their lives. I mean, the Iranian regime is very repressive. Don't get it wrong. The people need to be liberated, not by America. We shouldn't go in there militarily, not in my opinion. But Iranians deserve to be freed. Just not the way that Trump is doing it. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Let's get to 2 million subscribers. And peace out.